says Viraminhu.
Wormbezim and Bez.
And then there's a Braisa that begins with the word Me'emasai. Me'emasai Likris Kriya Shema.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's about a third of the way down the Amud, and it's the beginning of the line. Me'emasai Maschin Likris Kriya Shema by Arvis. Mishosh Me'e Adam Nechnas Melechel Pitam Arvis Shabbat is Divra Meir. And Meir says that it's when people have their Friday night meal, which the Gemara later on will clarify a little bit more, that that's sometime a little bit after Zezek HaChavim. The Chachamim say, no, it's when the Kehanim get back the right to eat Shuma after they were tummy, they went to the mikvah, and then they were waiting for the sun to go down, and then they get back the right to eat Shuma. That's the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. And then the Chachamim add the words, Simen Ladavar Tzeitzik HaChavim. That if you want to know when that is, it's Tzeitzik HaChavim. And then the Braisa, now this is a continuation of the Braisa. This part of the Braisa, I think we didn't read last week at all, but even though we read the Gemara afterwards. The Gemara says that which Tzeitzik HaChavim is considered the beginning of the night time and the beginning of the Zman Kriya Shema, but Avo Pi She'en Raya Ladavar Zecher Ladavar. I have a pasuk which is a zecher ladavar. It means it's a reference, but it's not a raya. Raya means a proof. It's not quite a proof, but it's something that it's indicative of this. Shenemar. The pasuk is in Nehemiah. V'anachnu oisim b'malacha v'chetziyam machzikim b'ramachim me'alei hashachar tzeitzik hachavim. The pasuk in Nehemiah, it's talking about when the Yidden were fortifying the wall around Yerushalayim, I think, after they were attacked by neighboring nations. And they were fortifying the wall, and it says we were working hard, and we were doing this work me'aleis hashachar ad tzeitzik hachavim, from dawn until the stars came out at night. And it was a very full day of work. So that seems to show that the day is from the dawn until tzeitzik hachavim. Va'imer, and then there's another pasuk, and this is later in the same perek, where it's describing their work, and it says, "V'hayu lanu halayla mishmer v'hayom malacha." The nighttime we were doing guard duty, and the daytime was for building. So the Braisa ended with bringing this additional pasuk. So the Gemara asks, "My v'aymer, what do I need this additional pasuk for?" The first pasuk told me this man, told me that they were working from aleis shachar till tzeitzik hachavim. So my v'aymer, what's the purpose of bringing the second pasuk? So the Gemara answers that the first pasuk says, yeah, they were doing their work from aleis hashachar till tzeitzik hachavim, but how do you know that means that those hours are all daytime? Maybe they were doing their work for the whole day plus some of the night. Maybe they started their work before day and they continued their work after it became night. Maybe really becomes night as soon as the sun sets. They were working later than the end of the day and earlier than the beginning of the day, so you can't really see from the pasuk that says we work from that that's the shear of day. So Tashima, so it says, come in here, my second pasuk, that second pasuk, it says, no, we weren't working at night. At night, we were doing guard duty. We were only working by day. Ah, so if they were only working by day, and it says they were working from aleis hashachar till tzeitzik hachavim, so then you know that the daytime is from aleis hashachar till tzeitzik hachavim. So in this bracha, we wanted to learn out that Zman Kriya Shema starts at tzeitzik hachavim, and the bracha says that it could be learned from these psukim in Nehemiah. These psukim in Nehemiah show that the night starts by tzeitzik hachavim. Tezis is wondering. Take a look at the Tezis, the shortest Tezis on the page. Avo pi she'en raya ladavar. The Tana introduced this pasuk in Nehemiah by saying, I don't have a raya, a proof, but I have a zecher, an indication. Why isn't it a raya? It's a beferish pasuk that says that they were working till tzeitzik hachavim, and it says they were only working by day and not by night. So you see that tzeitzik hachavim is the beginning of the night. Until tzeitzik hachavim is day, and after tzeitzik hachavim is night. So why isn't it a proof? So, short little taitzvis, but it's a lomnish ateretz. Taitzvis says, raya gemura ain't it. It's not a complete raya. Because that pasuk wasn't talking about Kriya Shema. And taitzvis in Megillah, this gemara also appears in Megillah, taitzvis in Megillah explains this a little bit more. What taitzvis means to say is that, yeah, it is a proof that Laila starts at tzeitzik hachavim. But one could have argued that even though the Zman of Laila is Tzeitzik HaChavim, but the Zman of Kriya Shema might be different. Because Kriya Shema, the Torah never said that it's Tali on Laila. Kriya Shema is Tali on Uv Shachbacha. Uv Shachbacha means when you go to sleep. Yeah, when you go to sleep, you go to sleep in the nighttime, approximately. But maybe people start going to sleep a little bit before the beginning of the nighttime. Or maybe people don't start going to sleep till a little bit after the beginning of the nighttime. So just because you have a proof that Seisei Kachavim is the beginning of nighttime, that's not a proof that it's the right Zman for Ufshach Bacha. So therefore, the Tana only called it a Zeichel Adavar, not a real Raya. He spoke at Ein Raya Adavar, Zeichel Adavar. The Jesus Megillah adds something, a very geschmack. He said, I mentioned that this brisa that brings the pasuk in Nehemiah as a source for the idea for the Zman of Seisei Kachavim, it appears over here, and it also appears in Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. But in Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it doesn't have this little preamble of Afal Pisha Ein Raya L'Davar Zeichel L'Davar. It doesn't say, I don't really have a proof, but here's what I have. It just brings the proof. It says that the day goes until the day starts at Alayis HaShachar. It's talking over there about the mitzvah of Mila, and then the other mitzvahs also, a daytime mitzvah. For example, the mitzvah of Mila, what's the earliest time that you could do it to be Yitzeh? And it says the earliest time that you could do it is from Alayis HaShachar. And it means to say that even though that's very early, it's before the sun rises, but still, that's already called daytime. And then it says, Shenemar. And it brings this pasuk in Nehemiah that it says when they were doing the work, building the walls, they were working from Alayis HaShachar till Seisei Kachavim. And Va'omer, it says that the hours that they were working were all called daytime hours, because it says that the nighttime they were doing guard duty and the daytime they were doing the work. So you see that the daytime starts at Alayis HaShachar. And the Gemara brings that as a raya. From here you see that a milah could be done as early as Alayis HaShachar. But it doesn't say Alpha Pitain Raya Ladavar Zeichel Ladavar. Only over here in Brachas, when it brings the same pasuk, it says Alpha Pishain Raya Ladavar Zeichel Ladavar. As if over here the Tana was much more hesitant to bring this as a proof. It's not really a proof, it's just a little bit of a proof. But over there in Megillah, the Tana says it very assertively. Here's my proof. So what's the difference between here and there? Because over there, it's talking about random mitzvahs. It's talking about a mitzvah like Mila, a mitzvah like Mikra Megillah. And these are daytime mitzvahs. They're totally on, is it called day or is it called night? A mitzvah like Seiros HaOmer needs the nighttime. A mitzvah like Mila needs the daytime. So that's totally on objective day or night. If you want to know what objectively is the beginning of the day and the end of the day, beginning of the night and the end of the night, you have a pasuk in Nehemiah, and that pasuk is a proof. It's not just a Zeichel, it's a Raya L'davar. But here in Brachas, where we weren't talking about Mila, we weren't talking about Ketziras HaOmer, we were talking specifically about Kriya Shema, and by Kriya Shema, the Torah doesn't say day, night, the Torah says B'shach Mecha, Ovu Kumecha. So over here, maybe the Zman should be different. Maybe they'll be the same, but maybe they'll be different. So a pasuk that shows me that Laila starts from Seisei Kachavim is not necessarily a Raya. The Zman Kriya Shema starts from Seisei Kachavim. So here in Brachas, the Tana speaks out Ein Raya L'davar. But over there in Megillah, it just says the proof without that disclaimer that it's not a real Raya. Right, right. So different, right? Yeah, absolutely. So that's totally on objectively what's
the parameters.
Day.
It gives you the parameters, right,
and that you see from the pasuk in Nehemiah exactly right. What it is. Right. Now, there's a Rashi over here, very interesting. Take a look at the Rashi. Dibur Maskel Shein Raya L'Davar. It's in the narrow lines. I would say about a quarter of the way down in the narrow lines. Shein Raya L'Davar. That's going on this line of the Raisa where it brings the pasuk in Nehemiah, but it gives this disclaimer that this raya, this pasuk in Nehemiah, is not really a raya; it's just a little bit of a raya. She'enu raya ledavar shehayoyim kola b'tseis hakachavim. Even though there's no real proof that the day ends at tseis hakachavim, but zecher ledavar ikka. But there is a zecher ledavar. So this Rashi is not like Tosfos. This Rashi says that it's not coming. This Tana is bringing the pasuk not to show you Zman Kriya Shema. It's to tell you the definition of day. And on that it says, Ein Raya L'davar, Zeichel L'davar. So Tosfos had told us that really, for the definition of day, the pasuk in Nehemiah is a Raya L'davar. That's why in Megillah, it brings it as a Raya. Only over here, B'negei Zman Kriya Shema, it's merely a Zeichel L'davar. But Rashi seems to learn that B'negei, the definition of day, we're calling it not a raya, only a zecher. So according to Rashi, so two questions. First of all, according to Rashi, so why is it only a zecher, not a raya? Why isn't it a raya? The pasuk says pretty explicitly, the pasuk says we worked all day and not at night. And we worked from Alayis HaShachar until Seisei Kachavim. So it seems to be a pretty good raya that the daytime is from Alayis HaShachar until Seisei Kachavim. So that's one question that we have on Rashi. And the kasha that our Tosfos is really coming to address. But more than that, in Rashi, I would wonder why the discrepancy between our Gemara and the Gemara Megillah. Our Gemara says it's not a Raya L'davar. The Gemara Megillah says it is a Raya L'davar, or at least it doesn't say that it isn't. So it indicates that it's a Raya L'davar. So again, according to Tosfos, it was very Gishmak. Our Gemara, which is strictly about Zman Kriya Shema, for Zman Kriya Shema, it's not a Raya. That Gemara, which was about all the mitzvahs Hanoyagis B'Yoyim and all the mitzvahs Hanoyagis B'Layla, for what's objective Yoyim and Layla, it's a good Raya L'davar. So in Tosfos, we had a very Gishmak of Mahalach. But Rashi, who seems to learn that our Gemara is also talking about objective day and night, so it seems to be the same thing in our Gemara as the Gemara Megillah, so why is there a discrepancy between the two, and why isn't it a Raya L'davar? So one could say, well, it's not that, I guess, you know, a simple explanation for why the Gemara would say it's not a Raya L'davar maybe is because it's not a pasuk in the Torah. We like to bring rayas to halachas from the Torah. Those are rayas. This is a pasuk in Nehemia. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that Bava Kama Daf Beis. It says divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. That you can't learn halachas in the Torah from psukim and neviim uksuvim. Divrei Kabbalah means neviim uksuvim. So maybe, again, Rashi doesn't tell us why it's not a Raya L'davar, but maybe if we ask Rashi why is the Gemara calling it not a Raya L'davar, he might say because it's not a pasuk in the Torah, it's only Nevi'im Uksuvim. But again, if I would follow up and ask Rashi, so why doesn't the Gemara Megillah say that it's not a Raya L'davar? If that's the reason, so that's the same in our Gemara as in that Gemara. So again, according to this Mahalach, maybe he would shrug and say, yeah, Nechanami, you could have said it, but this kind of a line, sometimes it'll say it, sometimes it won't say it. It could be. That's maybe a doichik pshat that one could say if you Rashi. It could be, though, that maybe the pshat in Rashi is as follows. Maybe there's a lamda shavart going on here. There's a difference between our Gemara and the Gemara Megillah, besides what Tosfos points out, that our Gemara is about Kriya Shema, that Gemara is about Mila. This pasuk in Nehemia gives us the time for the beginning of the day and the time for the end of the day, beginning of the night. Which one are we focusing on?
The night.
In our Gemara, we're talking about the end of the day, the beginning of the night, right? We're talking about Zman Kriya Shema, Seisek Achavim. And where do you see that Seisek Achavim? Because this pasuk mentions Seisek Achavim. The Gemara in Megillah is talking about what's the earliest time that you could do a milah. Right. It's talking about the mitzvahs hanoyegeis b'yoyim, specifically it's going on milah, and it says you could do a milah even before the sun rises from the crack of dawn, but the b'di'eved you could be yaitzeh, and on that it says that the raya is from this pasuk, because the pasuk mentions alayis ha-shachar. So the pasuk mentions both alayis ha-shachar and seisek achavim, but the Gemara Megillah was focusing on the alayis ha-shachar, while our Gemara was focusing on the seisek achavim. So, okay, so this is not a teretz yet, but this is sort of an avenue to pursue, that maybe there's a reason why it's more of a raya l'davar legabe the beginning of the day than it is legabe the end of the day. Maybe the zman of alayis ha-shachar is more clear and easier to pin down than the zman of seisek achavim. That's maybe the mashmos of this contrast between the two gemaras. And the truth is that that's not really so surprising. If you think about it, we are familiar with such an idea, right? Exactly. There's an inyan of Bein HaShmashos that we know baked into the halacha is there's a lot of ambiguity about when the nighttime starts, but we don't have any such inyan about when the daytime starts. There's no Bein HaShmashos between Alayis HaShachar and Netzach Hama. The day starts at Alayis HaShachar. By the nighttime, there's this time that's a suffix. Now, I would say a little more than that. Like you say, Bein HaShmashos, that indicates that there's suffix. That indicates some ambiguity. I'm going to show you a little bit more than that. There's an interesting piece in the Rabbeinu Yoina. I'm going to take you back a few weeks. If you remember, the first shiur, we were talking about the minhag that they had in the times of the Rishonim that they davened earlier than Seisek Achavim. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh and all the Rishonim were bothered. So how were they Yetzei Kriya Shema? They davened Maariv before Seisek Achavim. So Rabbeinu Yoina, we saw different opinions. Rabbeinu Yoina was of the opinion that really you should repeat Kriya Shema later. If you remember, he even said, I make a bracha on it. But he said you have to repeat Kriya Shema later. But Rabbeinu Yoina said that you don't have to repeat all three parashas of Kriya Shema later. The third parasha, which we say because of Zechiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim, right? Why do we say the third parashah? The parashah of Tzitzis. It really has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The first two parashiyos are Kriya Shema. The third parashah, at least it would appear, this is something that we'll talk about later in the Masechta. It'll come up in more detail, but it would appear that the third parasha is really not part of Kriya Shema, but we say the third parasha because that last pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeitzi Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim," and there's a mitzvah of remembering Kriya Shema by day and by night. Right? I'll remind you of the mission that we know from Haggadah Shel Pesach. Amar Blaz Ben Azari, Harein Yikiven Shivim Shon, Blaz Dechisi Shadiyam Yitzis Mitzrayim Aleilis, Ad Shadar Shaben Zoyim Shenemer Laman Tizkas Yom Tzeitzim Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimecheyecha Yimecheyecha Hayomim Kol Yimecheyecha Haleilis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we learn from that call that there's a mitzvah to mention Tzitzis Mitzrayim at night, and therefore we say the parasha of Vayomer even at night. Now listen to this. Rabbeinu Yoina says that since the mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim at night is not written explicitly in the pasuk, the pasuk says Kol Yimei Chayecha. That means the days of your life. Days sound like daytime. But from the word kol, that's a ribuy. It's an extra word, and we're marabeh also leilois. So leilois is not learned from an explicit commandment in the pasuk. It's learned from an extra word, a ribuy. So here Rabbeinu Yonah says an interesting chiddush, that a halacha that's learned from an extra word is on a lower level than a halacha that's taught explicitly. Now that's a very controversial chiddush. There's a lot of interesting...
Rabbeinu Yonah,
here on this Mishnah. It's tasted in a few places that talk about this. There's a lot of interesting read about that. We're not going to go into that. Well, let's just accept that. We'll note that Rabbi Yain has a surprising chiddush that something that's only learned from a ribuy is not as
strong,
not as serious as something that's written explicitly. So, since it's only learned from a ribuy, so it's on a lower level, so we could be yaitz from Shkiyas Achama. Your early minion, that's before it says Kachavim, you were bothered, we can't be Yetzi Kriya Shema, so we're not going to, we should repeat Kriya Shema later. But the mitzvah of Yitzchiris Yisrael, you don't have to do that again later, because it's okay, you were Yetzi already, because it's only learned from a ribuy. So now, we have to try to unpack what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. Okay, the chiddush, that things that are only learned from
so
a ribuy.
So you only say the first two and skip the last one?
Right. Yeah. I'm leaving out a little bit of the details. He's really focusing more on the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which he says is for the purpose of Zechiris Yisrael. But I'm a little bit simplifying now. Let's try to unpack what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying here. It's on a lower level. Okay, fine, I get that. So we could be Yaitse from Shkiyas Achama. Now, he's not going to say that if it's on a lower level, you could be Yaitse at 2:30 in the afternoon, because the drasha, this ribuy was telling us leilas. Right, it was coming to be Marba Leilois. Yimei Chayecha would mean Hayomim. Kol Yimei Chayecha is the Rabbis, the Leilois. So it needs to be Laila. But since it's only learned from a ribuy, so it could. So from Shkiyas Achama is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell me? That means that from Shkiyas Achama is on a lower level, it's called Laila. I mean, it's not quite Laila. It's not the greatest degree of Laila, but it's a smaller degree of Laila. In other words, there are degrees of Laila. That's what you hear in this Rabbeinu Yaina. There are degrees of Laila that all matter in Halacha. That within Halacha, we have full-fledged Laila and we have partial Laila. There's different degrees of Laila that all have some significance in Halacha. Shkiyas Achama is a little bit of a Laila. Seisik Achavim is more Laila.
It's the beginning of Laila, though. That would be considered the beginning of Laila.
But most mitzvahs that need Laila, like Kriya Shema, like Tzirasa Oymer, you can't be Yaitse from that time.
Okay.
Because they need a greater degree of Laila. But Zechiris Yisrael Yisrael, since it's only learned from a ribuy, for that it's good enough with a lower degree of Laila. So in the nighttime, there are from this reading, I see there are actually different degrees of Laila. There are different... If I ask you, when does nighttime start... There isn't a clear, unequivocal answer. Well, this makes it nighttime to a degree. That also makes it nighttime to a different degree. For some halachas, the Torah said, go after this zman. And for some halachas, the Torah said, go after that zman. And they're both bial zmanim. We don't find anything like this in the morning. Right. In the morning, there's one time that the morning starts. That's aleis hashachar. That's when the morning starts. There's no indication that it's a little bit morning, but it's not quite morning. Yeah. So I have a pasuk in Nehemiah. Pasuk Nechemiah is not talking about Kriya Shema. It's not talking about Mila. It's not talking about any mitzvahs.
Right.
Right. It's talking about building the walls of Yerushalayim, and it's describing their schedule. And it says, we worked from Alei Shach Pasei Tichavim, we worked by day and not by night.
Yeah.
So that means that that Alei Shachar is the beginning of the day,
yeah.
and it means that Pasei Tichavim is the beginning
yeah.
of the night.
Yeah.
Now, if we want to learn from there about mitzvahs, so for the beginning of the day, if I see that in Nehemiah, they called Alei Shachar the beginning of the day, so that's the beginning of the day. Right. So any daytime mitzvah, that's going to be the Zman. But when it comes to the end of the day or the beginning of the night, it says, yeah, the pasuk calls Seitz Chavim the beginning of the night. But does that mean that mitzvahs of nighttime, like Kriya Shema, it goes by that zman? Maybe that's one beginning of the night, but there are other beginnings of the night also. Shkiyas Chama is also a beginning of the night. So when the Torah told you to do the mitzvah at night, did it mean this beginning of the night or that beginning of the night? You can't really know that from the pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk in Nehemiah just tells you that this is a time that could be described as the beginning of the night, but there are other times also that could be described as the beginning of the night. So do I really learn from there which Zman mitzvahs are tali on? No. So that's why in our Gemara it's no more than a Zeichel Adavar. Even though, like Rashi says, we're talking about when the day ends and the nighttime starts, but it's only a Zeichel Adavar, not a Raya Adavar, because there are multiple times when the day ends and the nighttime starts. Which one is Kriyas Shema tali on? Which one are any of the mitzvahs tali on? It's anybody's guess. So therefore, it's ein ra'ayel davar, only a zeichel davar. But the Gemara in Megillah is talking about the morning, the beginning of the day. In the beginning of the day, there's no bein hashmashos, and there's no multiple zmanim. There's just one time that the beginning of the day starts. And the pasuk in Nehemiah identifies it as a leis hashachar. So that's a ra'ayel davar, that the day starts at a leis hashachar. It could be that's the mahalach of Rashi, of why over there it's called a ra'ayel davar, and over here it's not called a ra'ayel davar.
Isn't bein hashmashos a suffix yom sif galila? Either it's or it's
Lila,
one or the other, we just don't know.
So, Taisus in a few places says that. This Rabbeinu Yoina is a makar to say not like that. I don't know if you remember. A few months ago on our Shabbos afternoon shiur, I think we were talking, we mentioned the Ritva that says very explicitly that Bein HaShemashos is really a mixture of the two. And we mentioned at that time also, I think, the Mishnah in Avos that talks about the things that were Nivru Bein HaShemashos also is Mashma. That it's not quite a suffix this or suffix that, but it's some kind of a mixture of the two. So this Rabbeinu Yoina, I think, weighs into that Chakira. Yeah, it's actually interesting. It's Taisvis that says not like that, which is a little nice Lashitasam, right? Taisvis over here doesn't learn like Rashi. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. So last week we read, again, we just went back to the excerpt that we sort of skipped last time. If we go back to remember what the larger Shachavatari was about, there were multiple zmanim about when you start Kriyas Shema Arvis. The Mishnah gave a zman of when the Kehanim are lighting their Truma, which is Tzeitzik Chavim. Then there was a Braisa that mentioned when the Ani eats supper on a regular weeknight. The Ani has his own unique time for eating supper, Rashi said, because he can't eat in the dark, so because he can't afford the fuel, so he'll eat earlier than most people. Yeah. That Ani's supper time, that one Tana said, that's Zman Kriyas Shema. Another Tana said that Zman Kriyas Shema is when people eat their Friday night Suda, which also Rashi said that's a different time than a weekday night Suda, because the Friday night Suda you have less preparation to do, so you'll get to it earlier. So these various sort of household phenomena that people are familiar with from daily life, different Tanaim were using that as their description of when the Zman Kriyas Shema starts. And we went through the Gemara last time that was discussing, are these overlapping, are they different zmanim? And we had last come out, I think we went last time until Anyu b'nei Adam lav chad shiyurahu, but the Gemara was suggesting that Anyu v'koyin chad shiyurahu, meaning that the zman that an Ani starts to eat his meal is the same as the zman that the Kehanim are allowed to eat their chuma. So we're going to pick up with that. It's about a third of the way from the bottom of the Amud, or two-thirds of the way down, where it says, in Amar Gemara, there's a dot over there, and it says, V'oni v'koyin chad shiyurahu, and you read that with a question mark. Is that right? That the oni and the koyin is the same shir v'raminu? I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa. Now this braisa, it's a little bit of a fun braisa. We're going to go through it, and we're going to see, four or five or six different opinions all around the same time, but slight variations about when is the beginning of Zman Kriyas Shema. We learned the Mishnah, and it seems so straightforward. Zman Kriyas Shema was Tzeitzik Chavim. But in this Braisa, we're going to see that every Tana had his own different description of when Zman Kriyas Shema starts. When does the Zman Kriyas Shema start at night? from when Rabbi Eliezer says from when Shabbos starts on Friday night. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Mishash kiddush hayom ba'arvei Shabbosos haynu bein hashmashos safek yom safek laila v'kivin the safek who kiddush hayom misafek. When you're starting Shabbos, you can't wait till it's vade laila, because you're not allowed to do malacha, and if you're not sure whether it's Shabbos or not, you better stop doing malacha. So, that would be from the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. So that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. That's an earlier zman than we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishas HaKehanim Tuhar Melacha B'Chumasim, from the time that the Kehanim become pure enough to eat their chumah after going to the mikvah. That, you know, it's worded a little bit differently, but that matches the Mishnah. Right, that's Seis HaKehavim. That's the zman of Kehanim Nechasim Melacha B'Chumasim. So Rabbi Yeshua is the second time in the Braisa, and he matches our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, Mishas HaKehanim Tuhar Melacha B'Chumasim. It's not from when the Kehanim complete their Tara process, but it's when they begin their Tara process, when they go to the mikvah. Says the third Zman. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda interrupts this sequence, and he asks the Kashan Rameir, V'hala Kehanim Yibayim Him Tevlim. Kehanim, they can go to the mikvah when it's broad daylight. Right. So how could you say that that's the Zman of Uvshach Pachah, Zman Kvish Vashal Arvis? So Yehuda doesn't like Rameir Shita. Okay, the Gemara at the bottom of the Yom, we'll come back to that. But that's three so far. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Mishos She'oni Nichnas Lecha Pita B'Melach. Chanina says it's the poor man's supper time when the Oni comes to eat his bread and salt, which matches the price that we brought earlier on the Amud. That's the fourth Tana. Rabbi Choy V'Amila Rabbi Acha Oimer. Here's the fifth Tana. Mishos She'roi B'nei Odom Nichnasim L'Hasev. It's supper time, but not when not the Oni's supper time, but a regular person's supper time, which we mentioned earlier is Vipash just later than Ani, again, because the Ani can't afford the fuel, so he doesn't want to wait till it's so dark. But other people could. They turn on the lights for supper, so this is a later Zman than the Ani. Now, this Braisa gave us five Zmanim, five different opinions. Mm-hmm. What the Gemara is focusing on particularly is that we had in this Braisa the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, it's when the Ani eats supper. We also had Rabbi Yeshua, who said when the Kohen is allowed to eat his truma. Now, you just said in the previous Gemara that Ani and Kohen is the same shir. But if you're going to maintain that Ani and Kohen are the same shir, then Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua are the same thing. You have five Tanaim and a Braisa, one after another. They're obviously all arguing with one another. It's five different opinions. So you can't tell me that Ani and Kohen are the same shir, because then you don't have five opinions. El Olav Shema Mina. So it must be that Shiur de Ani Lechud v'Shiur de Kohen Lechud Shema Mina. Okay, I take it back. We have to retract what we said before. Before we wanted to say that Ani and Kohen is the same shir, but now we have an unanswerable proof that Ani is one shir and Kohen is another shir, and they're not the same shir. So Gemara says, well, if they're not the same shir, that makes me curious. Hay minayo meuchar. Which one is later? How do we line up this shiurim? Mistabra, the Gemara says, it makes sense that the ani mukhar, the shear of the ani is later. De'i amr, because if you would say the ani muktam, that the shear of the ani is earlier, so then Reb Chen, in other words, again, we want to know the shear of the ani relative to the shear of Tzitzik Chavim, relative to the shear of Kayin. We know what Kayin is. The shear of Kayin is Tzitzik Chavim. So we want to know, is the Ani's supper time before Tzitzik Chavim or after Tzitzik Chavim? If it's before Tzitzik Chavim, then Rabbi Chanina, who gave that shir, would be the same as Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar, if you remember, Rabbi Elazar, he was the first time in the Braisa, he said the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. That's before Tzitzik Chavim. And as Tzitzis points out, the Gemara doesn't think that it's reasonable that within those minutes before Tzitzik Chavim, one drew the line at this minute and one drew the line a few minutes away from that. It's mistaber that there's only one Zman before Tzitzik Chavim. And if Rabbi Eliezer already said that Zman, that's been the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, so then if Rabbi Chanina, who says it's the only supper time, that must mean a different Zman. It can't be a different Zman before Tzitzik Chavim, so that's already too crowded over there. So it must be after Tzitzik Chavim, so Elav Shema Mina, the Ani Meuchar, so this is a proof that the Ani's Zman is later than the Tzitzik Chavim Zman Shema Mina. So again, the Gemara says, yeah, that's an unanswerable proof. So something very interesting just happened here. The Zman of the Ani is later than Tzitzik Chavim, right? We have multiple opinions in this Brice about when Zman Kriyas Shmoneh Arba starts. Rabbi Yeshua, he gave the opinion that we're familiar with from the Mishnah, Tzitzik Chavim.
Rabbi Eliezer gave an opinion that we have, you know, that we know what to do with. Again, even though we don't live in their world and we know, you know, when it was his supper time and that supper time, but Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, we know what it means. He's saying that it's the beginning of Banish Mashas, right? When you have to stop doing Malacha on Friday night. So that's what we sure. That's what Rabbi Eliezer. Then there's an opinion of Rabbi Hanina. He says when the Ani eats his supper, and the Gemara just came out that that's a later Zman. Later than the Zman of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua, later than Tzeitzei Kechavim. Now, let's think back. Rashi had told us that earlier on the Amud, that the reason why the Ani has his own supper time, why can't he eat supper when everybody else eats supper? Oh, because the Ani, Rashi said, She'ein loy ner lahadlik besudasa. He doesn't have a candle to light for his Suda, so he has to light, he has to eat while it's still light.
Well, it's earlier.
So, when we learned this last week, I think we were all figuring
saying
that it must
earlier.
Be an earlier Zman before Tzeitzei Kechavim. But now the Gemara is telling us that it's later than Tzeitzei Kechavim. It's still earlier than other people. Other people who could afford candles, they eat way after Tzeitzei Kechavim. Let's say an hour after Tzeitzei Kechavim. And he's eating maybe just a few minutes after Tzeitzei Kechavim. But you see from this Gemara, Ramesh Feinstein in the Tshuva writes this, that you see from this Gemara a very interesting chiddush. That even after Tzeitzei Kechavim, there's still some light. It's still light enough to eat supper. This Ani is eating at that time because he's not turning on the light. So that's a raya, l'chayah, that Tzeitzei Kechavim is not complete darkness. Now, this brings us back to a very big discussion that we started last week. There's a major machlaikis, right? One of the most important machlaikis in all of halacha. It comes up every day in so many different ways. And that is, how do we calculate the Zmanim at night? When's Shkiyas HaChama? When's Tzeitzei Kechavim? So I think we touched on it last week, but we didn't really go into it in detail. Let's go into it a little bit more. There's the Gemara refers to Shkiyas HaChama, which ordinarily we would take to mean sunset. And then there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which actually is going to be brought up in our Gemara a few lines later, at the bottom of this Amud. The Gemara is going to reference that Gemara in Shabbos. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that Bein HaShemashos is from when the sun sets and it continues for some fraction of a mil, three quarters of a mil according to Rav Yosef, two thirds of a mil according to Rav Yosef, I think. And what does that mean? It's a little bit hard to translate into our terms because mil is really not a measure of time, it's a measure of distance. But that was the way Chazal described measures of time. Because when they say two-thirds of a mil, it means how long does it take for an average person to walk a mil?
Right.
Two-thirds of that time, or three-quarters of that time. That's how long Banish Mashis is. So, okay, how does it take? So the Gemara is never really so explicit, but there's a Gemara in Psachim from which the Rishonim derive that the length that it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. Maybe one day we'll do that in more detail. Really, there's a Machlekes, two ways to learn that Gemara. But let's take the for argument's sake now, that a mil is 18 minutes. So the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is Bein HaShemashos, two-thirds of a mil or three-quarters of a mil. We pass it like Rabbi, that is three-quarters of a mil, that means three-quarters of 18 minutes. So the arithmetic, that comes out to 13 and a half minutes. So the Gemara is saying that from when the sun sets, 13 and a half minutes later, if the next 13 and a half minutes are Bein HaShemashos, that's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and then after that, it's fully nighttime. If it's fully nighttime, so that means that's called Tzeitzei Kechavim. Because we learned in our Gemara, and Psachim Daf Beis and Megillah Daf Chaf, that the nighttime starts at Tzeitzei Kechavim. So if Bein HaShemashos is over, and now it's Vade Laila, so that means it's Tzeitzei Kechavim. So I have a Gemara in Shabbos that says that 13 and a half minutes after Shkiyas HaChama is Tzeitzei Kechavim. That's one Gemara. There's a Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadi Dalid, that says that from Shkiyas HaChama until Tzeitzei Kechavim is the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. 4 mil, we said a mil is 18 minutes, 4 times 18 minutes, 72 minutes.
Okay.
So that Gemara says that Bein HaShemashos is 72 minutes, and Tzeitzei Kechavim doesn't come until 72 minutes after the sunset. While the Gemara in Shabbos says that Tzeitzei Kechavim comes 13 and a half minutes after the sunset. That's a very big discrepancy. That's almost an hour of a difference between these two Zmanim. how do you reconcile this stira? So Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in Zmanim, Rabbeinu Tam said a very big chiddush. He said that Gemara in Shabbos that said the Gemara in Shabbos is right that Bein Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes long, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. It's not 13 and a half minutes from sunset. It's 13. It's true. The Gemara used the word Mishatishka Chama, but that really means 13 and a half minutes from when the sun finished setting. What does that mean? The sun finished setting when it reached a certain degree of having disappeared from the sky. That's called it finished setting. And 13 and a half minutes after that, that's Bein Hashmashos. Okay, but how do you know when that is? There's some mystery minute of what we're calling the sun finished setting, but it's not a visible phenomenon that we could observe. And 13 and a half minutes after that, those 13 and a half minutes are Bein Hashmashos. But how do I know when those 13 and a half minutes start? Mm-hmm. So Dr. Bein Hatam, well, the Gemara in Pesachim that says that from Shkiyas Achamah till Seitz Achamah is 72 minutes, that Gemara, when it says Shkiyas Achamah, it means sunset. It doesn't mean this magical thing of when the sun reaches a certain degree of depth. It means sunset. From there until Seitz Achamah is 72 minutes. So if Bein Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes, that means you go to 72, you subtract 13 and a half, and that's what's called Shkiyas Achamah. Even though there's nothing visible that's observed in the sky at that time, what's going on there is all behind the scenes. It talks about, going through a certain amount of sky. That's the terminology of the Gemara, which is not something that we could observe. But that's okay, because putting the two Gemaras, we know how to calculate it. You start with the visible sunset, count 72 minutes forward, that's Seitz Achamah. Count 13 and a half minutes backwards, that's Shkia. And that's when Bein Hashmashos starts. Which means that when the sun sets, nothing happens in terms of this transition from day to night. It's not nighttime, it's not Suffolk nighttime, it's not Bein Hashmashos, it's still daytime. According to Rabbeinu Tam, after the sun sets, it's still daytime. On Friday, he would let you do malach at that time. He would let, for certainly every day of the week, you could have a mincha at that time. You could still put on tefillin at that time, do a milah. It's still daytime. But 58 and a half minutes after the sun set, then it becomes Bein Hashmashos, because that's called Shkia, even though you can't see it, that's called Shkia. And then at the end of those 13 and a half minutes, which is 72 minutes after sunset, that's Seitz Achamah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam.
Almost a full hour.
Right, almost a full hour. Now, of course, it's, if one had just the Gemara on Shabbos, you'd never dream up such a thing. The Gemara on Shabbos, which is really the primary Gemara that's coming to teach us Hilchas Bein Hashmashos, it says from when the sun sets, 13 and a half minutes. You read the Gemara straight, you take it at face value, it sounds like if the sun sets, with today's sunset, I don't know, around 4:37
or something.
Okay, so let's call it 4:40. So around 13 and a half minutes, like somewhere around 4:40 something, that's already Vadei Laila, it's Seitz Achamah. The Gaonim, before Rabbeinu Tam's time, the Gaonim talked about this stira, and they said, just follow the Gemara in Shabbos. Take the Gemara in Shabbos at face value. Sunset, that's Shkiyas Achamah, that's the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. The next 13 and a half minutes are Bein Hashmashos. And at the end of those 13 and a half minutes, that's Seitz Achamah. The Gemara in Pesachim, don't worry about the Gemara in Pesachim. It wasn't really coming to teach halacha in that Gemara anyway. That Gemara, if you take a look at the context, it was talking about astronomy, it was talking about the length of the overall day, but it wasn't really coming to teach us this man of Yoyim and Laila. So just ignore that Gemara and Pesachim. That's what the Gaonim said. And so you have now two opinions in Rishonim that about when the nighttime starts, when Seitz Achamah, and the two opinions are so far apart from each other. According to the Gaonim, it's just a few minutes, less than a quarter of an hour after sunset. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's more than an hour. It's 72 minutes after sunset. That's the machlokes about Seitz Achamah. So some of the interesting background is that the Shulchan Aruch actually passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, even though it's such a big chiddush, it really is against the simple reading of the Gemara, but it was very widely accepted in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim go with this chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, including important places like the Rosh and the Rashba, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah, and it was definitely normative practice for much of the Jewish people for many centuries.
On the other hand, I think the Chidah says that in Eretz Yisrael they never did that. You know, Shulchan Aruch was written in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm not sure exactly what to make of that. But the Chidah says that in Eretz Yisrael they never did that. In Eretz Yisrael they always went with the earlier Zmanim. The Gra in the 1700s, the Gra in a very revolutionary psak, he said, you can't follow Rabbi Natam. Even though Rabbi Natam, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Machaber, the Ramah, everybody, so many Poitzkim, passing like Rabbi Natam, the Gra said, you can't follow Rabbi Natam. It doesn't make any sense to say that almost an hour after sunset, it's still daytime. It's dark. It's daytime. It doesn't make any sense. The Gra said, if you want to be chayshish for Rabbi Natam, lechumra, okay, that's fine, but lekula, you can't be semich on this Rabbi Natam. So certainly when it comes to doing malacha on Friday, you can't do malacha after sunset. The Gra was very machmer about davening mincha after sunset, or doing any mitzvahs that are totally beyoyim, like a mila, you can't do after sunset. And the Gra was a very influential paisek, even though, you know, his psak did not immediately become accepted by, you know, B'chol Tfutz is Yisrael. Originally it was accepted in, you know, in Lita, where, you know, he was king, and then it gradually it spread to other places. And certainly in contemporary times, it's pretty widely accepted that at least L'chumra under Eraisas, we were choshes for the Shiti of the Goyinim. And then when it comes to going L'kula, you know, like for the end of Shabbos, so then you have a very wide variety of Minhagim. Okay, that's a little bit of the background of this controversy. But now, let's bring it back to our daf. We have one Zman of Tzeitzik HaChavim that's a few minutes after sunset. We have another Zman of Tzeitzik HaChavim that's more than an hour after sunset. And here we have a Gemara that says that the Zman of the Ani eating supper is after Tzeitzik HaChavim. And the reason why, but it's earlier than when his neighbors eat supper. And the reason why the Ani is eating earlier than his neighbors is because he can't afford the fuel. So he wants to eat when he doesn't have to turn on the light. Now, according to Rabbi Tam Zman, that Tzeitzik HaChavim is 72 minutes after sunset. It's pretty dark then. Yeah. I think many people would say that that's pretty close to complete darkness.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be much darker a half an hour later. You know, again, you know, for us city people, we don't really relate to all this altogether. We don't really know how dark it is at night. But if you're really in a place where there's no light, in the country, where there's no lights on, in the woods, at 72 minutes after Shkia, I shouldn't talk. I'm never in the country in the woods with no lights. But I'm told, and I think what people say is that it's really quite dark then. It's hard to imagine that somebody can eat his supper then without turning on a light. Without lighting a candle. It's hard to imagine that. So why was the Ani eating at this earlier Zman? But according to the Zman of the Goinim, that Tzeitzik HaChavim is 13 minutes or so after Shkiyas HaChama, now we're talking. Now this Gemara makes a lot of sense. At that time, it's starting to get dark, but it's not so dark. So then you can still eat without a light. But if you wait another half an hour like your neighbors are, then you can have to turn on the light. So eat then and not later. That makes sense. So this Gemara reads very nicely according to the Shita of the Goyim, right. But it's very schwer according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chayyur, there's a nice raya from here to the Goyim. So what are we going to do? A Mefurish Gemara that goes against Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Tam going to say to this Gemara? So the truth is that from the Gemara itself, there was really no kasha. The Gemara said that an Ani has his own time for eating supper. He doesn't eat the same time as everybody else. But the Gemara didn't say why. It was in Rashi where we saw that it was because he didn't want to turn on the light.
Mm-hmm.
So this big kasha on Rabbeinu Tam is not from a Gemara, it's from a Rashi. But in the Gemara itself, maybe there's other ways to explain. Why did the Ani have a different time for eating supper? So I saw in Rishonim two other explanations. The Meiri says that the reason why the Ani, I think I mentioned this last time, the reason why the Ani ate supper earlier was because his supper didn't take much preparation. In fact, the Brisa even supports that, because the Brisa actually tells you what's on the menu. It's just bread and salt. So, Zuck the Miri, the Brisa means to be saying, how much time does it take to get your bread and salt ready? If you're having a three-course meal, or, you know, if you're having cooked food with a side dish, you know, a piece of meat or a fish or chicken and rice or something, you know. So then that takes some time. But if you're just eating bread and salt, it doesn't take any time to get it ready. So that's how the Meiri explains the special supper time of the Ani. According to that, it doesn't say anything about how light or dark it is. So then, there's no according to that pshat, there's no kash from this Gemara in Rabbeinu Tam. And I saw that in the Tosafot Rosh, he has a different pshat, a very creative pshat, and why the onion had a different supper time. It's a little bit of a tearjerker, this Tosafot Rosh. I think he's quoting it from Rav Haigoin. He says, because most people, they come home from work, and when it's the daytime and it's light outside, so people are at work. When it gets dark, you come home from work, and then you can eat supper. But most people, they don't immediately eat supper, because most people have a social life. So they come home and they're talking with their neighbors all day. You were at work, you didn't see your neighbors. You come home, you catch up on the news. So people spend some time in their doorways, he says, talking to their neighbors before they go in to eat supper. But the Ani has no friends. And nobody talks to him. The Ani is not just poor, he's lonely. So he comes home and he just goes straight to supper because nobody's schmoozing with the Ani. A rich man is popular, a poor man is not popular. So he doesn't have friends to talk to. So that's why he gets to supper sooner. Very interesting pshat. This is in the Tosafot Rosh. But so it's interesting, the social statement that it's making. But with Negei L'Nyaneinu is that, of course, this takes off the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Because, again, according to this pshat, it has nothing to do with how light or dark it is. So I don't see anything in this Gemara. About how light it is after Tzitzik Chavim. But Rashi, who said that the reason why the Ani eats his supper earlier is because he doesn't want to have to turn on the light, in Rashi you do see that it was still light after Tzitzik Chavim. From Rashi, I would say there's a support from this Gemara to the Shita of the Gaonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe we could say that it sounds like Rashi didn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, hold like the Gaonim. That maybe we could say. From the Gemara itself, there's no kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. But from Rashi, again, I don't know if there's mashmosim elsewhere in Shas, if there are other Rashis that indicate which way Rashi held. From this Rashi, I would say that it sounds like Rashi works better with the Gaonim than with Rabbeinu Tam.
But from the way that we ended up with the Gemara here is that it was mashma or shma mina that ani mulchar.
Right.
But yet this shita would not go according to Rav Acha. Rav Acha still would be the later zman. Because Rav Acha said
Reuven Adam. That's right.
Right.
Right. So, that's
so why don't we say, but the shma mina should be going according to Rav Acha, not this whole Havamina, and we want the answer of the Shema Mina according to Ani Mocha.
The Gemara didn't have a Shaila about Rav Acha. Rav Acha is for sure a later Zman. The Gemara had a Shaila about
so bring that as a Raya. So bring that as a Raya for states.
No, because they're turning on the lights. The Reuven Adam are turning on lights.
So, but what time? So that would be, isn't that the later time?
Yeah, so let's say they're eating an hour after Tzitzik Chavim. But I don't see anything from here about.
So there's no rye from him as far as the Zman of Saints? That's.
No.
So then why is he brought down here? I mean.
He has a new shita about Zman Kriyashma. You can't start Kriyashma until way after Tzitzik Chavim. He has a much later Zman for Zman Kriyashma.
Uh huh. But how would that translate? I mean, from the Rishonim and the. Do we have, because we're bringing rayos from the Gaonim, from Rabbeinu Tam and everyone else.
About when Tzitzik Chavim is.
But according to this Shita Rav Acha, no one speaks about
anything
that.
I don't think it tells us anything about when Tzitzik Chavim is. I'm speaking about it. I'm telling you, it doesn't tell us anything about when Tzitzik Chavim is.
Just it's sort of like a very random, Zman, and no one.
Just for Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Gemara is saying that the Ani is eating after Tzitzik Chavim, but according to this, the Ani doesn't have any friends and the Ani doesn't have any food. Why is he waiting until after Tzitzik Chavim? I mean, he should be coming home and eating.
He's working until Tzitzik Chavim.
But we're bringing him as later than Tzitzik Chavim. We bring him later than the Kohanim because he has, for some reason, he's later. But
he's earlier than other people eat supper. But it's later than Tzitzik Chavim, meaning other people eat later than Tzitzik Chavim.
Why is he eating later than Tzitzik Chavim? This guy has because, no life, no social life, no food.
But he works hard to make a living.
He needs a daylight to work.
Yeah, he works hard to make a living. So when it's daylight, he's working.
And everybody else is coming home before Tzitzik Chavim.
No, why? No, everybody's coming home after it gets dark. Nobody's eating supper before that.
Right.
but he's eating. So everybody's eating supper after Tzitzit Chavim, but he's eating supper a little bit earlier than everybody else.
He's only eating bread and salt.
Right, and he's only eating bread and salt.
Right.
Okay, we have to continue the Gemara. I really want to get to the two dots on Daf Gimel.
Okay.
This is, I think, in the first Chelek, Siman Chaf Dalet, I think. Amar. The Gemara says, let's go back to a line in this Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'alekehanim Ba'gim Him Tegim. If you remember, one of the five opinions in the Braisa was Rav Meir, who said that it's when the Kehanim go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yehuda said, how could you go to such a spot? They go to the mikvah when it's broad daylight.
Yeah.
So in fact, the Gemara Shapar Kamal Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda seems to have a very good argument that surely you can't say that it's Ushach Bacha when it's still broad daylight. Who would be going to sleep in the middle of the day? Now, let's just clarify. First, even though really you could go to the mikvah anytime during the day. But the Gemara understood that what Rameyer meant was that Kehanim would wait till the end of the day and then they would go to the mikvah. But still, since they had to go to the mikvah before Bein HaShemashos, they couldn't allow it to become Safek Laila because they have to go in the daytime. So they would go before Bein HaShemashos. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda was attacking him and saying, before Bein HaShemashos? And that's still daylight. That's way too early to call it Ushach Bacha. I mean, the earliest man that we have is, if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer in the Raisa, who said that it's from the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. And Rabbi Meir seems to be giving his man that's even earlier than that. So Rabbi Yehuda is attacking him. He says, I don't know anybody that goes to bed so early, before Bein HaShemashos even starts. So the Gemara says back, Rabbi Meir HaKamarlei, Rabbi Meir would respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Savrek, do you think that I'm going with your Bein HaShemashos? I'm going with Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos. Now, let's just pause. When he says your Bein HaShemashos, Rabbi Meir is talking to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says in Masechah Shabbos, what I was saying over before, that it's some fraction of a mil, two-thirds or three-quarters of a mil. Even though he doesn't use that terminology, he talks about when this part of the sky gets dark and that part of the sky gets dark, but then Rabbi Rav Yitzchak explained that he means, Rashi over here brings it down, it's a little bit of a shver Rashi, the bottom Rashi in the Almud refers to a chatzi mil, but Rabbi Kivega points out he doesn't know why Rashi said chatzi mil, it's really a machlekes, whether it's two-thirds or three-quarters, maybe Rashi just meant a fraction of a mil.
A fraction.
He wasn't going into the details over here, but Al-Kapanim, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Bein HaShemashos is some fraction of a mil, and so let's say it's 13 and a half minutes, like we said before. So Rameyer says, oh no, I'm not going with your zman that the Kehanim are going to the mikvah 13 minutes before Tzitzit Chavim. That really is too early to say Kriya Shema. But I'm going with Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos. Da'am Rabbi Yossi, as Rabbi Yossi says, Bein HaShemashos keherafayim. Bein HaShemashos is like the blink of an eye. Zen nichnas v'zeh yetzeh. The nighttime starts and the daytime ends. V'yef shalam and love, and it's so quick that nobody can even put their finger on it.
Yeah.
So that means that Bein HaShemashos is really only a moment before Tzitzit Chavim. And you're allowed to go to the mikvah up until that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really just giving his man that's like a minute before Tzitzit Chavim. So that's not too early. If you can accept Rabbi Eliezer, who says you know, the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, so I'm really giving a smaller zman than that. So therefore, my zman is still acceptable. Frakti Gemara, on the top of Gimel and Aleph, Kasha Rameir Ad Rameir. I have a steer between the two Rameirs. Because Rameyer in this Braisa that we were learning tonight said that the Zman is when the Kehanim go to the mikvah, which is a very early Zman, right? It's before Bein HaShemashos. Okay, it's not quite as early as Rabbi Eliezer because it's not the long Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, it's the short Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi, but still, before Bein HaShemashos, that's a pretty, relatively speaking, among the five Zmanim that we had in the Braisa, it's the earliest or the second earliest. But we had a Rameyer last week in the Braisa, we read it tonight at the beginning of this year. The Braisa that first mentioned the Ani said Divrei Rav Meir. Misha Shivnei, I'm sorry, not the Ani, but when people eat their Friday night meal,
mm-hmm.
was Divrei Rav Meir. So we have Rav Meir saying two different things. So it's two different Braises, bring two different versions of Rameyer. It's a Kasha Rameyer, the Rameyer Kasha of one Rameyer on the other Rameyer, and the Gemara answers straight Tanayim Alibi Rameyer. Yeah, it's a Kasha, there's different versions about what he said. Two Tanayim each claim that Rameyer said this or that. And then the Gemara says, similarly, Kasha, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. We have a steer between the two Rabbi Eliezers.
Now, on here on Beis HaMikdash, there weren't two Rebbe Eliezers. There was just one Rebbe Eliezer. He said when Shabbos starts at the right on Friday, Mishosh Hakiddush Hayoyim by Shabbos, which means the beginning of Ben Hashmashos. What's the other Rebbe Eliezer? The other Rebbe Eliezer means the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, "Meimet the Karen Shema ba'Arvus Mishosh Kehanan Nachasim Lacha B'Shumasam Ad Seif Hashmur Rishayna Divrei Rebbe Eliezer." Rebbe Eliezer was the first name mentioned in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, it seemed that Rebbe Eliezer held of the Zman of when the Kehanim are allowed to eat their Chumah, which is Seis Kechavim. So Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah gave, I'm sorry, Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah gave his man of Seis Kechavim. Rebbe Eliezer in the Braisa gave his man of the beginning of Vein HaShmashos. So that's Akasha, Rebbe Eliezer, Ad Rebbe Eliezer. And the Gemara answers, right. Same answer as before, Tritonai, leave Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, it's true, you know, true. Right, one time it thinks Rebbe Eliezer said this, and that's recorded in the Mishnah, and another time it says Rebbe Eliezer said that, and that's recorded in the Braisa. But Vibaisema, but if you want, so that first teretz was, we'll take care of the steer and Rebbe Eliezer the same way we took care of the steer and Rebbe Meir. But now the Gemara says, actually, in this second steer, the steer and Rebbe Eliezer, we could do better than that. Well, if you want, I could tell you, Reish Shalav Rebbe Eliezer Hi. Turn back to the Mishnah. Turn back one page to the Mishnah. Meim is a Karen Shema Ba'arvin. From when do you read Kriyishma at 9? Mishosh Gehanam Nechasim Lachal B'Chumasam. That's the answer to the question of Me'emasai. Me'emasai, from when could we read Kriyishma, means what's the beginning of the Zman? That first line answered the question of what's the beginning of the Zman. Mishosh Gehanam Nechasim Lachal B'Chumasam. Then it said, Ad Seif Hashem. What are you talking about? Ad. That's not the answer to the question of Me'emasai. Me'emasai, from when is talking about the beginning of the Zman. But now the Mishnah is talking about the end of the Zman. Till when could you read? So this, the words Ad Seif, that's really starting a new discussion. Ad Seif Hashemur Rishana Divir Rebbe Eliezer V'chom Amir Ad Chad Seif Amir Gomel Amir Ad Shiyah Lamar HaShachar. There's a three minute machlokes about what's the Seif Hazman. But the first line of the mission wasn't talking about the Seif Hazman. This first line of the mission was talking about what's the Tchilas Hazman. So Zakti Gemara, that first line of the Mishnah wasn't Divir Rebbe Eliezer. When it says Divir Rebbe Eliezer, it means starting from the words Ad Seif. Starting from the second discussion in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah switched topics and said, it didn't say it, but sort of there was an unspoken, now let's talk about the Seif Hazman, and then it brought three opinions. The first opinion was Rebbe Eliezer. So it says, Divir Rebbe Eliezer, it's just going on those words, Ad Seif HaShmur HaRishayna. But the beginning of the Mishnah, which was talking about the Tchilas Hazman, which is not part of the debate between those three Tanoim, so that wasn't Divir Rebbe Eliezer, that was just a Stam Mishnah. That Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa, that it's Seis Kechavim, it's the time of the Kehanim are allowed to eat Shuma. But Rabbi Eliezer was never talking about that. So according to this, Rabbi Eliezer's real Shita is that when does Man Kriyishma begin at night? From the beginning of Ben HaShmashos. Yeah. There's a Mishnah that says that from Seis Kechavim, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's name is a line later in the Mishnah. Yeah, that's going on the second line. But the first line of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says we have two ways of dealing with the Kasha of Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, we'll just end with one last Ha'ara. Letzlach. 57 minutes. Yeah, okay. Letzlach has a nice Ha'ara. It says this Kasha. No, I'm sorry. For the Letzlach, take a look at Tosfos. Kasha of Rebbe Eliezer. Why couldn't the Gemara pull out the trick that it used a few times on Beis HaMikdash, that you hear this Zman and that Zman? Maybe they're the same Zman. If you remember, the Gemara heard Kehanim and heard Ani, and the Gemara first said, maybe they're the same Zman. Eventually, the Gemara proved that they're not. But then, right, there was a brice about Ani and another brice about the Friday night Suda. And the Gemara actually said, yeah, they're the same Zman. So here I have Rebbe Eliezer in one place, Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah, who says, when the Kehanim eat Shuma. And I have Rebbe Eliezer in another place who says, when it's Kiddush HaYoyim, the Leil Shabbos, maybe it's the same Zman. Why can't we say that Mishikidish Ayoim and Kehanim Nechnas Malacha B'Shumasam is Chad Shiura? So Tosfos is bothered by this Kasha, and Tosfos answers, the Imkei Rebbe Eliezer Hainu Rebbe Yeshua. The Gemara didn't want to say that because then in that Brice, again, the Brice would get too congested because Rebbe Yeshua is saying the Zman of Kehanim Nechnas Malacha B'Shumasam, Rebbe Eliezer is saying something different, so the Gemara doesn't want to say that it's Chad Shiura. So on this Tosfos, the Tzlach is Ma'ayar. That over here, L'chari, there's a much better reason why the Gemara couldn't say Chad Shiurahu. That means we're talking about when is it nighttime lachumra. Meaning, if it's nighttime, it's Friday. When it becomes night, I have to stop doing malacha. So that's the chumra of nighttime. When you talk about kahan nechas malacha b'shumasam, you're talking about when it's nighttime lakula. The kohen went to the mikveh by day. He's only allowed to eat chumah after it's night. If it's suffolk night, then he can't eat chumah. So by definition, if we know there's such a thing as bein hashmashais, so kiddush hayoyim has to be the beginning of bein hashmashais, while kahan nechas malacha b'shumasam has to be the end of bein hashmashais. So therefore, it can't be chachiyura. So it's not something. There's a very good answer to take this kash. When the Gemara says kash b'lezer b'lezer, you can't say it's chachiyura because one is talking, one is describing zman laila lachumra, and one is describing zman laila lakula, and those by definition have to be different shiurim because bein hashmashais is suffolk yom and suffolk laila.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.